Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I saw you walk, leave the club. I dashed her off me and chased after you. Like, say, you were my girl, bro. I dashed the thing off me and chased her out the door. Like, say, you were my girl. We're all a bit worn down and tired today on this Monday. So what we're going to do, we're going to start a warm-up exercise. The team's going to synchronize, bruv.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to go R&B love songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Right. I'm going to point.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And we're going to go.
Yeah.
Guys, get the lyrics ready. We're going to go Chris Brown with you. Soulful, wholesome. It's a family, juicy, woosy little family affair. Okay? Yeah. Right. Are you ready?
Steady.
And we're gonna mix up tempos. I'm just gonna point.
Tempos?
Yeah, we're gonna mix up tempos. Ready? 3, 2, 1, and hey, little mama.
Ooh, you're a stunner.
Hot little figure.
Yes, you're a winner, and
I'm so glad to be yours.
Let's go.
You're a class of your own, man.
Oh, little cutie.
When you talk to me,
I swear the whole world stops.
You're my sweetheart. Let's go!
I'm so glad that you're mine.
You are one of a kind.
And you mean to me.
What else?
I mean to you. And
together, baby, there ain't nothing we won't do.
Here we go, cause if I got you,
I don't need money,
I don't need cars.
Girl, you're my all, fam. And
oh,
I'm into you.
And go,
oh.
No, what else would do?
Cause every kiss and every hug,
you make me
fall in love.
And now I
can't be the only one.
Show off.
I bet the hearts all over the world tonight.
With the love of their life who feels.
False out. Yep.
When I feel now.
With you.
With you.
With you.
With you.
With you. With you.
I would.
Hey. All right, gang. Well done, guys.
We're up.
Round of applause.
Let's go. GG's.
We did it, we did it, we did it, we did it.
Guys, now that you've sang along, now that you're active, now that you're awake, it's time to get into the IG question. And the question this week was, what's something you did that made you say, wow, I can't believe I got away with this? And as per usual, guys, you guys stepped to the plate and gave me some juicy ass responses.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Let's go.
I slept with a girl's husband. She found out and cried about it to me. I slept with her too.
Oh, damn. Just consolation nuts.
I slept with her too.
Do you know, male or female?
I slept with it. She was a female.
That oh, okay, that said this. All right, gang, 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 gang.
I moved to France and didn't pay taxes for the first 5 years. Their admin is a mess.
That's funny. That's actually funny.
The taxes is a
that doesn't surprise me.
That's jokes. Man said I smoked the Zaza before meeting her parents. They thought I just had a great sense of humor.
Just laughing.
Just laughing.
You're just laughing. Eyes red and laughing.
Giddy. Fair enough.
Fair.
When I gave my mom's brand new Chanel number 5 to my girlfriend when I was 16. That is scary.
Zaza. Bro. That's yeah.
That is another definition.
You'll lose skin that day.
Yeah, I could never. What? I've literally stolen all food, booze, and clothes I've had in the last 5 months.
Okay, what are we talking about?
Fam?
What are we talking
about? I've stolen all food, booze, and clothes in the last 5 months and gotten away with it.
From where?
Why, bro?
Probably like B&M or something.
B&M
ain't stopping you doing nothing.
They probably go all as well.
Yeah, all in one. They've got everything in
there. Young Wilco's or something or whatever.
Facts.
Next, masturbated in a company work car on my lunch break twice. It's a female that sent this in as well.
Woo!
Yeah, I knew your tone would change. I saw your face like, next. Until I said female, look at you doing echoes and shit. Next, man.
Oh, allow me. That's funny.
I had a client pay for year. Oh wait, sorry. I had a client pay for a year's worth of PT, which amounted to £5,200. She only came once.
I've had that a few times. Mm. I had I remember I had a PT, I had a client who paid me for like 6 months up front, and then I was leaving that gym.
Oh.
And we'd only done like 4 sessions.
Oh.
So I basically said, I said to one of the other PTs, I feel bad about this. I said to one of the other PTs, I was like, bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. She's got like this many sessions left, but if you give her these sessions for free, this chick's got bags, bro. She's gonna pay you. And he had no clients.
Okay.
So he was like, bro, I'll do it. So I said to her, look, I'm leaving. I'm really, really sorry. But I don't want you to stop your journey.
Of course.
You've started the journey. Yeah, Let's not stop the journey. So I'm going to pass you off to, his name was Alex. I'm going to pass you off to Alex. He's going to take care of you. He knows everything about you. I've told him, She was like, gang. She did one session with him. Text me, James, I'm really sorry. I don't want to train advice. We did a session. I don't like it.
Oh.
Can I have a refund? Blocked her number. The money was gone. I blocked her number. My heart was racing.
James?
I had to.
Fair. You've never told me this, but fair. You did what you had to do.
Bro, when I was a self-employed PT, I had no money.
Oh, wow.
Bro, blocked her number. I couldn't give it back.
Damn.
I spent on food.
Oh, I bet you needed to. Fair enough.
Food and petrol, bro. It was
bloody
gone.
Bloody hell. Sorry, G.
Do you know why I'm laughing?
Well, go on.
I remember the time you told us a story about how you had to get to work and it was dark and your car wasn't working and you had to run to work.
Oh, the other day when I told the story. Yeah.
A man said I had to run to work at night.
Right, it was dead, bro.
Bro, you've lived a life, my G.
I've lived a pathetic life,
You've
bro.
Lived a life, my bro. That's... I can't fathom such a thing.
Ran. Flip sake, man.
Jesus. Anyway, back to it. What's something you did that made you say, wow, I can't believe I got away with this? I photoshopped my A-level results so my dad would whoop my ass. That's bravado.
That is incredible bravado.
That is bravado. I could never do anything
No.
Because I know it's one of them ones where he would probably, for one, not believe that I've got these grades. And then double check and come to school with me.
To be fair, your dad's invasive. Your dad doesn't follow normal procedure.
Yeah, he doesn't.
The amount of times you just said like, oh, he just picked me up at lunchtime. That doesn't make sense.
James, he had plans and he was gonna act on those plans. He didn't care. He didn't care about the consequences. He just acted on instinct.
Yeah.
My pops acts on instinct. He doesn't care, bro.
There's rules, bro. I wouldn't have to act if I just saw a parent there.
At lunchtime.
I'd think, where are the rest of the parents?
Yeah, where's mine? Yeah.
100. Wow.
All right. Oh, I ate chicken from a garbage at a carnival. Yuck.
What do you mean, I can't believe I got away with this?
Yeah.
It's not a treat.
Bro. Yeah. When I went to Estonia, 2 strippers asked me if I was a footballer. I said yes and got the full works.
Really?
Really?
Bro, I said yes, I got the full works.
No one even knows what that means, but we know what that means. The full works. Say less.
Say less. Damn. That is, I can't believe I got away with that.
Factual.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Buying child tickets to the movies for the last 10 years. I'm 32 and I will not stop.
Okay. They've changed it now though. I don't know when's the last time you went to Cineworld. Child tickets the same price as adults.
Say wallahi.
Yeah, it just says it there. I saw it the other day. I was booking to see something and I just saw child and it was like £12. Adult, £12.
Oh, raw.
I was like, damn, bro. I mean, it makes sense. A chair.
Factual.
An experience is an experience is an experience.
Factual.
But I was like, damn, is that how they're doing these kids?
These kids. Fair enough. Banged my best friend's ex a week after they broke up. He's sitting next to me right now.
Oh.
Damn. Yeah, how did you get away with that, boy?
What is it with these lot?
I don't know.
What is it with these lot and banging their friend's ex and boyfriends and all them?
You're not friends. You cannot have been friends in the first place.
Bro, I would never find any man's girls attractive.
Like, period.
They could be lame.
It's just not... on the cards.
Yeah. It doesn't exist.
It's not on the cards,
and then if she tried it, it would put me off more.
It would make, I would run to you.
Oh.
I don't think you might get, I would run to you.
Bro. Also, tell me softly. Tell me.
sit me down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hold my hand and tell me gently.
Ease me into it. You can't come at it with like, with just aggression and stuff. Because I'm already hurt as it is. A week later.
Softly.
Tell me like gently, bro. Because there's only, at that point I can imagine there's only so much my chest can take.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've already broken up with her. The humiliation of she only waited a week to try and bang you. I really wouldn't be able to handle it.
That's treacherous behavior.
Because she wanted this the whole time.
Factual. It was her plan the whole time.
Yeah, I'm deep in it now. I really couldn't handle it.
Neither. I don't think anyone could. Well, clearly people can, but
not
in this circle. Couldn't.
not in this circle.
Oh God.
What, God, you're deep in it still.
Nah, I'm just imagining, I've told this story on here 1,000 times. I'm imagining the time you told me when my little nude thing, back in the day when I had I don't even know you man were here when I said this story. There was a, back in the day.
Nah, it would have been no one.
There was a chick on Snapchat. I'd never met this girl, but she went to our uni, right? She would just send me tits. Unsolicited, just regular.
Yeah.
And like, you message, and I thought it was just us thing. She would just send me stuff. I'd be like, damn, send emojis back. Mm. And it was just our little exchange, at least once a week.
Yeah.
And I was like, gang, gang, gang. And I'd tell him about it. And then he texts me one time and was like, fam,
literally,
you'll never believe you just sent me a nude. Literally. And I was just like, who is it? Man told me who it was. I gasped. And I literally felt like I've been cheated on. I wanted to message her, bro.
I remember what I said to her. I was like, are you sure that was for me? She said she never slips up in the DMs or something like that. I was said, wrong.
I was heartbroken. Heartbroken. I don't know why, bro. Yeah. But I thought me and her had a connect.
Yeah. You thought I was yours.
Yeah, I thought I was patterned.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, sorry. Yeah, dude. I wasn't expecting it either.
Yeah.
I saw the purple thing. I tapped it. I was in a gym, James. I will never forget. I was in Gold's Gym, Dagenham. That's exactly where I was.
Bro, I was vexed when you told me that. Because in my head, it's like, if we ever cross paths, obviously it's on. But she's freeing up to everyone. My best friend.
Of all people.
She's got options.
Oh, that's gold. Oh,
that's comedy gold. I know you were. Thank you for that.
It never happens in reverse.
Oh, that was too funny, bro. Oh,
okay, gang, carry on.
All right, I've got a few more, yeah? What's something you did that made you say, wow, I can't believe I got away with this? Whilst in a sexually boring relationship, I would visit my ex at work and have fun in the back.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God, that's a Young Jin thing.
That is, ooh, yeah.
Jae Jun.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the next thing. I've stopped paying for drinks when I use self-checkout, raw. I've stopped paying for drinks when I use self-checkout. She's just
exclusively drinks?
Maybe it doesn't ring. I know, I've heard that it only rings on like not high-end foods, but all foods in general. And obviously all those things are like those little things. There's little tags on it, but nine times the thing don't ring, bro.
Oh, bro, I've accidentally teeped stuff bare times.
Same, I think I've paid for stuff and held something in my hand by mistake and only deeped when I got out. I can't remember what it was.
Question.
Yeah.
How much would you, someone asked me this recently, how much would you have had to, like value-wise, how much would you have had to stolen accidentally to actually make you turn around and you deep when you get back to your car? To make you turn around and go back and pay for it?
Value-wise, maybe between a range of 50 and 100 quid. It depends on what, am I in like Asda or something, like a supermarket, or I mean like a, am I somewhere else?
Now you're in like a, yeah, like a, you've just left like Asda or Tesco or whatever.
Oh yeah, then not 50, it depends. I probably want to go back, my bro.
Yeah.
Because if it's Asda, I'm not going to lie to you, my bro. Asda, Tesco, Waitrose, Sainsbury's, you man can all get it. Yeah. Co-op, you can all get it. Yeah, I ain't turning back. I'm already out, the thing didn't ring. What are you talking about? I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't do it on purpose. You man ain't getting that back.
Oh,
you man ain't getting that back, I promise you. Fame or no fame, you man are getting that back. It's pointless, bro.
Oh, rags, bro. I'm with you. I'm not going back.
I'm not going back.
I will turn around, look at the door, and just see if it's if if I have to use depth perception
yeah.
to see how far that door is, yeah. I'm getting in my car.
No, I'm
bro.
Not doing it, bro. I'm not doing
I'm getting
it.
In my car.
I'm not doing it at all.
God.
Yeah, man. They just have to hold that L on the P&L. Mm. That's their problem. When them men are doing stocks and thinking, oh, why is this missing? That's not my concern.
Yeah, literally.
All right, a few more. Got caught organizing a threesome, cried my eyes out and swore it was a joke. Wow.
I thought this is, I can't believe I got away with this.
Maybe he got away with it in the end, but yeah, he suffered.
Oh, wow.
He suffered.
Organizing a threesome as a concept is mad to
it's
me.
It's butters. It's just butters.
Threesomes have to be like-
Organic.
Yeah.
It just has to be organic.
Yeah, organizing one.
Yeah, that's no.
And your girl catches you with two strangers. Oh,
I
God.
He cried.
Oh, bruv. It was a joke. So why are you crying?
Facts. It's,
oh, God.
My mate asked me for an 80-pound double shot of whiskey at the bar. I got him JD. He didn't notice the difference. I pocketed the change.
Oh, he paid for it himself. Mm. Yeah, that's fucked up. If I'm giving you £80, get me my £80 drink.
You gotta know the difference though, bro. You clearly don't know what you're drinking. You're just drinking shit.
Fam, I remember one time me and Ren went out.
Mm.
I had JD and Coke in this hand. Malibu and Coke in this hand. When I was twisted.
You didn't know which one.
I didn't know the difference, bro.
I remember that.
He was gone.
I was wasted.
He was gone.
I remember that.
Fam,
you couldn't taste the difference between rum and whiskey, bro.
Well, I couldn't, with coconut, rum and whiskey, I couldn't smell or taste the difference.
Wow.
I was gone.
Wow, bro.
Food had, I was gone.
That's different, man.
That's the day you call me cheating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the
carries. Yeah, Tuesday night carries. I couldn't believe what I saw in the first year of uni, man.
That was the same day, bro. I told you I was gone.
Oh, I've never been so disappointed. I couldn't believe it.
Bro.
I just didn't think it was a thing.
18 years old, I didn't know which way was up.
I didn't know cheating was a thing, James.
Bro, neither did I.
Until it sat in your lap.
Fam!
Until it literally sat in your lap.
Fam, she took my hand, put it on her batty.
Fair play.
And said, does your girls feel like this?
No, she never.
Yes, she did.
That's treacherous.
It's treacherous, but I never heard stuff like that before.
18! I'm solid.
Yeah, fam!
What?
I was a boy. Right now, if a girl says, I'll smack her. Don't ever speak about my wife like that. Who do you think you are? Don't ever speak about my wife like that. Get your hands off me.
Is your girl's ass right. soft like
is
mine?
Is it squidging like this? Like, get
your hands off of me.
Get your hands off me and I'll... Get off me.
Get the fuck off me.
Get off me, man.
Allow it, man. Yeah. With your herbalessences and them things.
Yeah. Why is it sweet like that? Why is it sweet like that?
That's hilarious.
You tramp.
That's not.
But yeah, 18?
Oh,
I was a boy.
Oh my God.
I was used to begging for Tom.
Yeah. Oh.
So when I'm saying I've got a girl,
yeah,
and you grab my hand and put it on the cheeks.
I said, does her ass feel like this?
Does it feel like this?
Jesus. Jesus. That's a realm I've never been.
Yeah, bro. I literally didn't know stuff like that existed.
Existed, yeah.
And when I say literally, I mean literally.
I know, bro. I know, because I was dumbfounded.
Yeah, I remember
when
you
I
were.
Caught you. You in walked the act, out. I was dumbfounded. I was done with the whole night, James.
Bro, you were fuming.
I was
bro.
Done with the whole
yeah,
night.
I saw you walk, leave the club. I dashed her off me and chased after you. Like, say, you were my girl, bro. I dashed the thing off me and chased her out the door like say you were my girl.
Baby, come back.
Literally.
Baby.
Bro.
So fucking
jealous. Oh, it's hilarious, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
To be 18 again, I was in a whirlwind of emotion.
Jesus Christ, that's too funny.
Ren was lips in his thing.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah,
I don't, you were gallus in you.
Yeah.
First
yeah,
couple
yeah,
years?
Yeah. Woo. You were gallus.
I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe, fam. I remember.
But yeah, I couldn't taste the difference.
That's hilarious.
I couldn't taste the difference and I couldn't see the difference between right and wrong.
I know.
It was a great night, bro.
Oh, it was an unbelievable night. Yeah. Carries on a Tuesday went off in Coventry.
Let's go.
Wow.
I remember holding on to a, I think they had like an elevation bit, like
they
a little
did.
Stadium bit.
They did.
Yeah. Mm. And I remember it was the first time, I think Frisky dropped, Tiny Tempo.
Yeah, fam, it's so funny because I was literally, as you were talking, I was like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, because he was in his bag.
He was in his bag.
Wow. I was like, wow, yeah, you're going on.
We were... we were Dougie into to all of it.
Yeah, of course we were. Everything. Of course we were. That was our bag.
I still do that.
What? Dougie in?
Still Dougie now.
Oh, yeah, so do I. I've said it before. I Dougie just to make sure I still got it.
Yeah. Just a quick check.
A shoulder shimmy. That's it. I just make sure I still got it. You know? It's one of them ones.
Oh. What?
Can you teach me how to duck?
Hey. I'm a big dummy.
The cat daddy as well. Oh, come on. Yeah. If you, the bag it up. Bring your arms out. Swing side to side.
Wow.
You see me do my Dougie, right? What are they called? New Jerk Boys? Is that Dougie? Is that them?
New Boys, I think.
New Boys, yeah. Wow, we've gone off topic.
We have. Yeah. We really have.
Sorry, guys. I've got a few more.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna read the title again. I pushed a wheelchair-bound guy out of the line in KFC and blamed the person behind me. A man said, wow, I got away with this, raw.
Jesus.
Sold my dad's car for Beyonce tickets. He believes it's still in the garage.
Huh? What do you mean you don't know? What do you mean I don't know where my car actually is? This is why some parents trust their children with bullshit.
Way too much.
He thinks it's in the garage. I'm not giving my car to my child to put it in the garage.
He thinks it's still in the garage. That's mental. I changed the Sacramento wine with lean.
Lean?
Like coffee.
Like pub. Like cough medicine.
Yeah. When you tap into some vocab, Jake, pop!
That rendered me breathless.
Oh, Larry.
Fuck. Last but not least. My boyfriend believed he left hickeys on me. They were from my sighting. Treacherous.
Don't let me put my mouth on another man's mouth.
Fucking facts. Wow, treacherous. Yeah. And make me believe it's mine. Make me believe I'm doing the bits while slips in your neck. And it's next, man.
I can't even pop a blood vessel.
Goodness me.
That's crazy.
But yeah, welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome back, guys. Jesus. Thank you for that. You already know the drill. I feel like I haven't said it in a couple of weeks, but if you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. Not going to push it any further. We already hit the milli. Do what you want to do.
I lie.
Guys, if you enjoy this show, if you care about this show, if you are locked in and you want a little bit more, you want to see the grassroots, you want to see the come up, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs and please contribute a very, very humble £3 a month.
10p a day.
You need to run the P to SNG and indoctrinate yourself into the cult babies, okay? We've got a lot of big stuff coming up. We've got the second half of our tour.
We do.
We've got after parties.
We do.
We've got merch dropping in the next couple months. We've got all this cool, cool, cool stuff. So if you want an extra episode every week, if you want first dibs and all that, and if you want to join our pop-in Discord channel, head on over there and get yourself involved, okay? Finally, if you are listening on any of the podcast apps, Spotify, Apple, like you know what it is, please leave us a nice review. It helps the show grow, and you know your boys need that cake.
Facts.
We need that cake. We've started this journey now. Mm. We've got expenses every month. We have houses and cars and jewelry habits.
And they all need funding.
And they need consistent funding.
This lifestyle can't end.
Yeah, it turns out you can't just buy stuff and then have it.
Yeah.
You have to maintain it.
Facts, you have to also
maintain another thing that's important to us, appearances. These haircuts ain't cheap.
They're not. They're consistent.
First of all, we want haircuts every week.
Facts.
The beard needs trimming every week.
Facts.
And your boys can't go to any barbershop. We want Donnie's to come to our yards.
Facts.
Stuff like that isn't cheap.
It's not. It's not
so please tell a friend to tell a friend to watch or listen to the show. Mm. So live vicariously through us and watch us do rich guy stuff.
Facts. And yeah, you can just be our friends through the screen.
Yeah. Because someone, at the end of the day, someone needs to live the rich guy lifestyle and it might as well be us.
Facts.
Anyway, we're just being stupid. Thank you, guys. I'm excited for this one. Believe it or not, we've got top five, no?
We do have top five.
Gang. Right, guys, let's do it.
Right, guys, top five, top five, top five today. And as you said before, yeah, game franchise. So can you guys list me the top five gaming franchises of all time?
Top five gaming franchises of all time. I thought we did this already.
We did highest grossing.
We did highest grossing games.
Yeah.
I
remember.
And this is highest grossing again?
Yes.
Highest grossing game franchises
of all time.
All right, I'm locked in.
Cool. Obviously, there's no order of 5-1 or 1-5. So, Ellis, since you are locked in first, can I have your five, please?
Yep. So we got Grand Theft Auto.
That's what I was going to...
Yep.
I was going to write that and I flipping forgot. It was in my head to write and I flipping forgot to write it. And then it went out of my head and I've written other stuff. And as soon as you said the first word, I was like, bro, you were literally going to write that.
Shit.
Vex, vex, vex.
Call of Duty, FIFA.
Yep.
The Last of Us and Sonic.
And what, sorry?
Ooh. And Sonic.
Sonic.
Yeah.
Interesting. Rem, you were next.
I have... Oh, fuck.
I just realized what I should have said.
All right, go on.
GTA, FIFA, COD, Halo. And Halo. The Sims.
Good shout. I've done FIFA, COD, Super Mario.
That was the one I missed.
Ooh, Pokemon and League of Legends.
League of Legends a franchise?
It's one game, but it's...
It's a franchise to him.
It's a franchise to him, you know. It's a franchise to him.
Let him have it.
Right. I'm gonna give you top seven. Because right. That's what the list gives me.
Okay.
Number seven is FIFA.
Damn. Okay.
I was counting on that, so that's peak.
Me too.
Number six is Super Mario.
Oh, no. So close.
You're good in the tiebreak, though. In the tiebreak, that's only you're the only one that's got that.
I didn't get GTA, bro. It ain't gonna be no tiebreak for me. Yeah,
number five, GTA.
Livid. Absolutely livid about that.
Number four, COD.
Yes.
Number three, Pokemon.
Oh my god!
Wow.
He's back in the race.
Number two, Tetris.
I was thinking about Tetris.
Yeah.
Number one, controversial, Mario.
I'm done.
Let's go.
You didn't get it. You said Super Mario. They're two different franchises.
Yeah, no, they are. They are.
They are two different franchises. I just meant
Mario, bro. Like Mario Kart, Super Mario, what them thing there?
Mario.
That's not fair, bro. Yeah,
Super Mario is still in the top 10, but it's not in the top 5.
But I don't know the difference. What's the difference?
Mario and Super... I personally don't know the difference.
You have Mario and then
But there's Mario and there's Super Mario.
Super Mario is like further on. That was like DS, Wii.
Mario's jump. Like early Mario.
Yeah. Like that's non-color. What it means. Like early. Yeah, like Nintendo 64, I think it was.
Right.
Like original. That's the original franchise.
Like Mario Kart.
No, Mario Kart is part of Super Mario, I think.
Okay.
I think Mario Kart is under Super Mario.
I'm talking about Mario
and Super Mario. Those are two separate franchises.
I had Mario Kart in my head, so I'll allow it then. I'll stop my argument.
Cool. It's cool. So points wise, Jimmy 2, Rem 2, Ellis 2.
Yeah, shit.
I swear. Wait, if it's tiebreaker then.
Ooh.
Does that mean I win?
Why would it mean you win if they all got two?
Because I was number six.
He was number six.
Oh, really? Yeah. Fucking, I was thinking, why? Yeah.
That's what
yeah,
I said.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
that's
exactly what I said.
Damn. Actually, yeah, because you got number six. Yeah, because FIFA was the one below. Yeah.
FIFA was seven. Yeah. That's when you said. And then, six was.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
I said that. Oh. You think he's happy now?
I'm dumbstruck. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm dumbstruck.
That's jokes. But yeah, that was top five. Here you guys played at home.
In a tiebreaker. That's you.
I didn't think that tiebreaker was going to see me, boy.
Official scores are ting. Yeah, that was top five, guys. What I did want to quickly touch on before we crack on, what were you going to say? You want to say something?
Nothing.
Oh, I wanted to talk about on this episode, the bear.
Oh, yes.
James?
Yes.
Rem, Ellis, World, Cult Babies. This is no exaggeration when I say this.
Yeah.
I genuinely think season one of The Bear might be the best television I've ever watched.
Yeah, yes, bro. It's banging a lie.
I've ever watched. Like, I was so engulfed with...
Bro.
And obviously, this is more because of the experience I've had in the kitchen or in the restaurant. Ellis would understand.
Yeah, yeah.
It's accurate to a fucking T.
I'll swear.
G. If you work in a busy ass bitch, it's accurate to a T. The relationships, the way they form, the way they argue and split up on all the sections in the kitchen, everything, bro. Everything about that show, pull it up for me real quick so I can see the characters' names. Everything in that show was absolutely fantastic.
It's an unbelievable show.
Unbelievable. I'm so happy that I didn't watch it season one and I had to wait and then watch season two. I binged that bitch in, I think, 2 days, season one and season two. I finished the whole thing.
Yeah, I binged season two in 1 day.
The whole thing.
1 day.
Richard,
bang.
Is his name Richie? Which cousin?
The cousin, yeah. Richie.
His character development might be the best I've seen on TV.
Bro, wait till you see his character development in season two.
Bro, I've just said to you, I've seen.
Oh, sorry. His character sorry. His development in season two.
His character development is the best I've seen on TV.
It's amazing.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
He was fantastic.
Bro, when he went to stage at the thing, amazing. I could have watched four episodes of that.
Yeah, just him. I could have watched that. He was gassed that he was so gassed that he gets it.
Yes, fam.
And when he got back to Bear and said, "Don't worry, I get it."
Yeah.
And he said, Thank you,
bro.
I'm like, wow.
Bro.
This is TV, bro.
The whole, like, everything when Richie went to Stage.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
When Marcus went to Stage.
Yeah.
Peaceful serenity.
Yeah.
The way Homeboy was just like, wrong again.
Yeah.
Wrong again. Mm. Worse. Again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just bang,
yeah.
Compose,
yeah.
Clean
yeah.
you,
yeah. 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 Yeah.
Clean you, bro.
Oh, bro.
So.
Went through her ups and downs.
I prefer Sydney in season one than season two. She jarred me in season two.
Season two, I think she was kind of the same for me. Like this show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low, so let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know?
Mm.
I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Mm. Yeah.
You got the winter blues? Tell the truth. You got the winter blues?
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gigspod.
All or nothing type of woman. And yes, it has so many pros, but I feel like she butts heads with so many people making it cons, obviously. But I think the way she handled them going under in season two towards the end, or when they actually opened their spot, the way she handled that was cool, was good.
Yeah, it was good. And was good. Oh, I love when Richie took over the
expo.
Yeah.
Expo is my favorite thing in the world.
Oh, sorry.
Expo is my, if
you're on your, it looks like if you're on a roll, your dick will be hard.
Expo is my favorite thing because people don't understand. Well, people don't need to understand. That's the whole point of Expo. People.
So first of all, let me sit properly because I'm excited to hear you speak. No, because you don't understand.
The passion.
Because I was watching him do it like a composer.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, this is like, from my perspective, this is in the zone.
Yeah, this is artful.
Yeah.
There's no other way to describe it in the sense that you are the conductor of this whole thing. Because the kitchen clearly fell. I always, as we say, people say in restaurant, you sink. So
if you're sinking, if you don't have a strong expo, one, food is not going out on time. And that then affects, it's kind of like a balloon theory. You have to keep all the balloons in the air to make a restaurant float.
Mm.
And if one balloon falls, it's affecting the flow of every single thing else.
Sexy. You know what I mean? Keep talking, daddy. So, come on. I'm sorry. I'm so turned on right now. You have no idea, bro. When you man watch this, I can't explain how excited I am to just hear you keep talking about this.
You have to have a plan, and you have to have a good relationship with the person that's on the other side of expo, i.e. the head chef or sous chef or whatever. So, for example, like obviously you've seen the show, if there's so many checks on, let's say there's 20 checks on and the chef just needs to concentrate, it's all on expo. The chef is, because the chef gets tickets as well as expo gets tickets. So there's two tickets on either side. So we can both like match what's going on, what's getting sent out and blah, blah, blah. But if the checks keep running, the chef isn't going to read the checks anymore, because the chef needs to help the rest of the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's down to expo or me or whoever's on there. And I'm the one conducting this whole bitch. I'm the one making sure that every table has food at a specific amount of time. And that in itself, if you fail or if I fail as expo, the restaurant fails, my bro.
Oh, wow.
The restaurant fails, because you need to understand that if I'm the head chef, the person on grill isn't reading every check.
They're just
focused on how many grill shit they need to grill.
The person
on salads is only focused on the salads they need to do, desserts, etc. But for me, I'm focused on everything.
If
you man are asking me for an all day, I need to let everyone know that I've got six chickens.
What the fuck does all day mean?
So all day means if you look at all the checks, let's say you've got 10 checks on the pass, and the kitchen is at a point where it's done probably its first turn, so every table has food on the table. But it's slowly starting to get busy and people are forgetting shit because new checks are coming. The head chef will ask, or one of the chefs will ask, can I get an all day on grill? So you need to check on all the checks, how many chicken, beef, or whatever that goes on the grill is for that chef to make. So for you would say, chef, you have six fillets, two ribeyes, and three chickens to make all day. So he can know what he's got to do for these 10 checks. And all day can be for any sub part in the kitchen or in the restaurant. So you can do all day veg, all day sides, all day meats, all day sushi, whatever. So that's what all day means.
And what does all this like 2+2 and all this kind of shit mean?
What do you mean 2+2?
When they're like,
Every
restaurant has different things. Ignore me then, carry on, just say what you keep saying. Sorry, I really don't want to interrupt the flow, I'm so
it's
sorry.
Minor,
keep
going. It's minor. Every restaurant has different ways of performing expo depending on what they sell and how their style of service is.
All right,
does that make sense?
Say that.
So expo is very, 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 very pivotal in a small plate mixing restaurant dining style as opposed to starters, mains, desserts. So because different food goes to different tables at different times and different days. So that's, expo is the one. If you're the conductor in expo, if you're really good at expo, I think that's what spun me into knowing that I can be good with what I do.
When I started my
management training, going from a bartender to a manager, expo is one of the things you have to do. You have to do expo, you have to do kitchen, you have to do bartending and something else. When I went on expo, that was when I was like, oh, I'm in love with this shit. Because the control you get,
and
the satisfaction you feel of clearing that last check after a busy rush.
Rushes
can last 15 minutes,
but that
15 minutes can feel like an hour. And that could be the best or the worst part of your day.
If
you don't have a strong expo or strong people, strong runners or a strong kitchen, my bro, balloons need to be up. The balloons need to be up, because if expo dies, the best way to do it is speak to the person, the manager's floating the floor, and say, this table, and this table needs to be touched. Let's get them some drinks or let's get them some nibbles. So that fucks up whoever's on starters. For example, let's say you've got five checks or whatever, and each check has three different starters. If you're trying to touch those three other tables that are behind, you need to tell the starter man, make 3x just so we can put it on these tables. So that puts him behind. You see what I'm saying? So all balloons need to be up for a restaurant to run, my bro.
Man, that sounds too stressful.
It is stressful, but once you understand the system and once you understand your role and your job, it's poetry, my bro.
Yeah, I bet.
Poetry. That's why I was so invested in that show. It's one of the best shows I've ever watched.
Yeah, bro.
In my entire life.
I'm not even privy to all that shit that you're talking about, and I loved it.
In my entire life, that's one of the best
I loved it, bro. Yeah. Like the different dynamic of personalities and the temperament.
And that's exactly what it's like.
Bro, it's mad. Like. And like Kami loses his shit.
He does.
The one critique, not even critique really, but one thing I was like gurning for in season 2 was watching Kami do his thing. We didn't see him do his thing at all in season
two. Chef. That's the reason why I said I prefer season one to season two, because they were all in the kitchen in season one.
Season
two was the transition to the
bear, transition, Just building the restaurant and stuff. We didn't get to see Kami do his thing at all.
Yeah.
I'm hoping in season three, there has to be season three.
There has to be season three.
I'm hoping we get to see him in his bag.
In his absolute element. Because I'm trying to think what else could go wrong. Do you remember in season one where, I can't remember, something happened and the next day, they got pork or something, and it's a beef restaurant. They got pork. He wasn't living.
So
like that happens every single day.
That's mad.
And
bro.
I feel like they made a really good depiction of what a regular kitchen looks like because it was so multicultural, so many different personalities, and how the relationship between Sid and who's the Latina lady again? Tina.
The relationship with them.
Obviously, the only two women in the kitchen at the time. And you could see like the bickering between them at first to how much love they have for each other now. Do you know what I mean? It's just nail on head, my bro.
Bro, gang.
This is one of the best shows I've ever watched.
Bro, it's sick. I don't think you understand how warm I felt on that Richie Starge episode.
Bro?
I don't think you understand. He found his purpose.
He found his purpose. Banging my chest like this ain't purpose. Purpose.
He and found this thing it. As well. This sorry thing? Gang, bro. I'm going to use that.
You man, the bear. Stop. Don't make me cry. Yeah, the bear.
Bro, the bear's so banging.
It's so good.
I love it. I binge season two in one day.
It's the best show, bro. It's the best show.
I loved it.
Wow. Yeah, the Starge thing when Rich was actually talking to the guests and making everyone laugh, feeling comfortable, like, this is my house.
Fam.
When he had the interview with that chick and she said, she's not it.
She
didn't turn the thing.
The napkin,
I was like, yes. Because I would have noticed that straight away. Yeah. That would have fucked me off. Wow.
Such a great show. Oh, I saw a TikTok saying that, since the season two's dropped, there's like these tight white t-shirts sold out everywhere.
Oh, swear.
Yeah, the ones that Kami wears sold out everywhere,
swear,
bro. Yeah, that's everyone jokes. Wants that vibe,
that's
bro.
Jokes. Oh, such
and,
a good show, man.
And you know what resonated with me? Because like, I am like, this is one thing that like, you see how you just said it truly depicted how you feel about
the kitchen
and it's like the best thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Carmen's in the finale. Mm-hmm. Carmen's breakdown of his relationship affecting his focus and his drive and his dream is me to a T. When I'm not performing and when I have a focus and I want to achieve stuff and shit starts slacking, if I'm, see, with like same thing with the balloon thing that you're talking about, is how I get with this team.
Okay.
So if I'm, like, for example, when my phone was broken yesterday, I assumed there was 900 messages in the group chat that I'm not privy to. Clips aren't getting uploaded to TikTok. Clips aren't getting uploaded. This is not happening. And this is going to be messaging me, asking me for approvals on this, that, and the other. And none of it's happening. I'm just sat there like...
Yeah.
So when he had the breakdown of just like, I don't want happiness. Yeah. I don't want pleasure.
Yeah.
I just want success.
And
he was just like, all of this is going wrong because I'm distracted from the goal.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't think you understand that level of like tunnel vision when I want to achieve stuff. And then when stuff starts slipping and we're a couple things behind and I've said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And people are chasing me and like Ren might be hollering me like, oh, have you got this thing? Or you might be hollering that, like, did you do that thing? And I'm like, I'll get to it. And then Ennis might be like, oh, did you manage to do this thing? And I'm like, I'll get to it. Flipping, someone else is messaging me like, oh, have you got that email? I'll get to it. Megan's messaging, have you got this? And I'm like, fuck. And then I start blaming everyone in my life.
Everyone.
I'm like, why? Like, do not talk to me. I don't need friends. I don't need family. I don't need girlfriends. I don't need anyone. Like, leave me the fuck alone so I can succeed in my life.
Yeah.
Bro, when he was in that fridge having that breakdown, I was like, wow. Wow.
It was a good way to, it was a very, very, very good finale because I genuinely thought they would get him out. So the way, it was good to see that they could separate the two situations and we could see the flourishing of the restaurant
as
well as his breakdown.
Yeah, the restaurant is bigger than him.
Yeah.
And better than him.
Yeah.
And the restaurant doesn't need him.
Yeah, and but in his mind, his world is ending because he doesn't know. Because the last time he left them all alone, there was a gun in the dance.
Facts.
So, Wagwan, do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
It's crazy, it's
very,
bro.
Very, 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 and the facts are the funniest supporting acts.
The fact family.
In the episode, have you finished season two?
He's
not watched any of it.
I haven't started it.
No.
He's not watched any of it either.
He has.
Oh, you just said season one, a few episodes, right?
A few episodes, season one, yeah.
I won't spoil it too much, but they do a flashback episode in season two.
You won't spoil it too much now.
I didn't. My bad. Because I genuinely thought you were on season two.
No, that's good.
Because when we spoke last week, you said you were watching. I genuinely
The flashback episode.
The flashback is in season two.
I was gassed for the flashback really episode good. Because in the first minute, because they do it.
I know what you mean.
Right? Yeah, it's almost like a filler rep, bro. They do it in the pinnacle moment where you're like, oh my God, next episode. Yeah. And there's flashback, you want to dash your laptop.
Yeah.
I wanted to dash my laptop and I was like, you're taking a piss out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
We ain't got time for flashbacks.
Yeah.
I was this close to skipping it. We haven't got time for flashbacks, bro.
Very good episode.
But then once you get into the episode, wow, it's good.
Wow, isn't it just?
The
Mikey?
Mom? Oh, Mikey! And the mother. Mikey and the mom, when they say mental health is hereditary, their mom and Mikey are two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
Cracks, drinkers.
Yeah.
Addicts.
Yeah, addicts. Fam, the fork thing.
I don't think you man will have the patience for that. Wow.
Bro, the fork situation was mad.
Brazen.
I was like, the most, I think I held my breath for 3 minutes straight.
It was crazy. It was that whole dinner table situation was sensational.
Yeah, unbelievable. The show's fucking good.
Perfect television.
The show's perfect. Fucking
I have
good.
No critics or critics critiques, right?
Yeah, I could watch it for 100 episodes. I love The Bear, bro. I love it. I'm so gassed you watched it. Because I remember finishing season one not even that long ago.
Yeah, I know.
And I was screaming it.
I know.
No one was listening to me.
I know.
It's so good.
It's the best television I've watched in God knows how
long. Bro, spud me, please. I'm so gassed you enjoyed
it. Best television I've watched in so long.
Bro. Oh, now I see why you want to wait for this episode to talk about it. Now I see, bro.
It's a TV show.
Oh,
it's a TV
God,
show.
My chest.
Yeah, I need to get off my chest. I've had it in my notes for ages. I need to get off
bro,
my chest.
Bro, the stars, bro.
Yeah, that's an episode.
When he smashes down that last ticket and he's just like, let's fucking go.
Yeah, Richie's a guy. That's what I'm saying. His character development from season one to season two is one of the best character developments I've seen on TV.
Yeah, because he is rock bottom.
He had zero to him.
Yeah.
He had no purpose, no misses.
He was just annoying.
He was jarring. And all he did was swear. Oh my God. Yeah, bro. He has purpose now.
Yeah. Ennis, you have to watch it.
Oh, I'm 100% going to
watch it. Disney Plus, bro. Disney Plus, you have to watch it.
I'm glad that you said as well that it predicts it like in a realistic
depicts
setting.
It. Depicts it. Yeah.
Because like, that's a pet peeve of mine. Chef films where you're just like,
It's not. Trust
sick.
Me, bro.
I can't wait.
Trust the dynamic is so real.
I can't wait.
When they did the like the delivery thing, the online.
Oh, and Sydney fucked up.
Oh yeah, bro. Yeah.
She fucked up.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Season one. Yeah, that was terrifying.
Yeah, she fucked up.
Do you know who came into his own and was like my secret like favorite like guilty pleasure?
In the bear
is Sugar's husband.
Oh, towards the end?
Fam, when he was chatting, because he's a doormat through the whole show. It jars everyone, including me.
Yeah.
In the last episode, we chatting to the mum.
Yeah, he couldn't contain it.
And she was just like, I can't take it. And he's like, what do you mean you can't take it? Yeah. And he's thinking, the love of my life and like my pregnant wife is sat in there waiting for you. Mm. You need to get the fuck in there now.
Facts.
You're killing her.
Facts.
Get in there.
Facts.
And then he had to go back in there and face her and just never mention that I saw your mom outside.
Bro,
he was crying. Oh, bro.
Yeah.
He loves her so much. Mm.
And when he accidentally told her about the baby as well, the mom was like, "Rod, I can see why my kids don't talk to me. Do you know what I mean? That was a realization.
Facts. When Carmi was like, and the flashback was like, this is literally why I didn't want to come home.
Mm.
And the mom was like, what the fuck? And Michael's like, what the fuck? Why would you say that?
Yeah.
So good, bro. And even in season one, when he's doing the flashbacks of him in his Michelin star restaurant.
Oh, and the guy was by his ear saying, firm, terrible. Do it
so
again.
Slow, so slow. You're a joke. Why can't you do this? You're so slow. Oh, can you go any slower, bro? Yeah. Like, you're so slow. You can't do this. You can't hack it. And he's just ignoring him like.
Just cracking on.
They break him down in that show, bro. They break him down and he's like this, they tease you and tease you and tease you. Like they say, they want it to be 10 seasons, bro. Yeah. They do not let you see him in his bag.
They don't.
It's two seasons and they've not given you a full episode of seeing him.
He's not sourced anything.
He's not sourced anything. And it's just like, they make him out to be the world's best chef.
He made a sandwich in season one, and in season two, Sydney said that's still the best thing she's ever tasted. Do you not remember? That's the best thing she's ever, you don't remember?
I don't remember that.
Sydney and Marcus were talking about like the best food you've ever had when they both left. And Marcus, is it Marcus? Yeah, Marcus said to Sydney, oh, you didn't tell me what your favorite thing was or what your favorite dish was. And he was like, it was chefs. It was chefs. Undeniably it was chefs. And the only thing to my knowledge that he's made in the two seasons is that sandwich.
Oh, they're teasing, man.
In season one.
They're teasing, man. Season three, it has to be, the way they've built it up, season three, I guarantee we're going to get at least two episodes of him in his fucking bag.
Yeah, I think season three might be the finale.
I think it should be.
Yeah.
It's I think it should be. Yeah, I think pacing wise, I think it should be because they're going to be, season three has to be about them trying to get Star. Star and just seeing, and I think there's going to be a big drama between Kami and Sydney. In terms of partnership
and his focus and all of them things there.
Because I think season three, he's going to be locked in. And
he's going to probably want to try to take and forget he's got a sous chef.
Fam, he's going to, because they're supposed to be like fully, both head chefs, right?
Partners,
yeah. Yeah, full partners. Yeah. So she's supposed to have equal thing on the menu, equal input in the menu. He has equal input in the menu. Yeah. And already in season two, she drafted up a whole menu and he was like, scrap that.
All of that.
This is the menu.
I spoke to my girl and this is what she told me to do, basically.
Yeah. This is the menu, bro. Yeah.
Oh, man. What a show.
Wow, what a show.
Also, caveat, but also very, very, very important information. From season two is now back in the UK.
From
season two. It took you a minute.
To my ears.
Yeah.
It's
now in the UK.
Prime?
It's on... I don't know if it's on Prime because it's on Sky.
Disney? Now TV.
Oh, okay.
Now TV, so not Prime. I knew it was one of them side ones.
I was looking
ones.
For it for like a month, my bro.
Yeah, I've heard it's... Yeah.
So it's back now.
Oh, full season?
Full season.
This has been a week for me for television, guys. I smashed Dave. I smashed the bear. I smashed that breathing thing. And now I'm going to smash From. Oh, yes.
Anime and stuff, you...
Anime, obviously I told you I finished Demon Slayer a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I've not really watched, I've been watching Bleach week by week.
Same.
It's great.
Have you seen the most recent?
Think so.
Three?
Yeah, okay. I watched episode three.
JJK, ep 3?
Oh, I haven't started JJK, I'm letting it cook.
It's not crazy. But when I say you've never seen Gojo in this state.
Oh, swear. I've seen like a minuscule clip on TikTok and I scrolled immediately past it. But he just looks, you see how he's like very composed and chill. Yeah. He just looks on stuff.
Brother, Gojo episode 3.
Really?
You see stuff you wouldn't expect.
Okay.
You see stuff you wouldn't expect.
I really, really want to watch the movie again, you know?
The movie was fucking fantastic. I saw it twice in a week.
Yeah, bro, it's amazing.
Wow.
I loved that movie.
Yeah.
Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a movie.
Movie. Yeah. Fuck.
Damn, bro. Yeah. Yes. Right. Trash news, Rem?
Yeah, boy. So, Terry Crews opens up about his porn addiction affecting his relationship with his wife and kids. I would be angry at them for getting in the way.
This is
in the way of what? Him watching porn?
Bruh.
Think so.
Wow.
This is surprising that this is something that is still getting spoken about because he opened up. I first heard about his porn addiction.
I've never heard about his porn addiction.
I've never heard about it.
He's spoken about it at length.
Oh, swear.
Serious.
He's touched on it a lot. He was on
Tim Ferriss.
Flipping hell, thanks, man. He's on Tim Ferriss' podcast literally when I was still working at David Lloyd. So I'm talking like 5 years ago.
Okay.
And he was talking about his porn addiction.
Okay.
And how it was ruining his relationship with his wife.
Mad.
But I'm assuming it says here he went on Armchair Expert, which is another popular...
I can't even read
podcast.
It.
Podcast? Yeah.
So go on, Rem. It says, the white chicks actor revealed how he'd purposely start an argument with his wife, Rebecca King, so she wouldn't ask any more questions. While he was battling the addiction, poor woman, he said, it was horrible. My kids and I would be angry at them for getting in the way. Cruz then reflected on his childhood and spoke about how he grew up in an ultra-religious household and how his father was such an abusive man. He went on to explain that he first was exposed to porn when he was 8 years old, which made him forget all the stress, all the problems, everything.
I bet.
8 years old.
Furthermore, the actor spoke on how when he was younger, he felt like pornography was just an escape. But as he became an adult, he realized he had an addiction.
Damn.
A lot of the time in hotels, I would be on porn channels. I would feel super guilty. And then I would read a bunch of self-help, he said.
Damn, dude.
Explaining that his mindset was okay to let me get back to even here. I felt bad about myself all the time, he said. I'm a failure in my head.
Yeah, Terry Crews is a bit of a weird one, you know. Like, he's spoken about this bear over the last few years. He's also spoken about, like, his abusive dad lows over the last few years. Obviously spoke about that time a Hollywood agent grips his tool.
That's the only one I know about.
Yeah,
that's
what he said. Yeah, he said when an agent pinned him up against the wall, grabbed his tool, and he called it, like, he said he's like, I was sexually abused or whatever.
It is sexual abuse.
It is.
It technically is sexual abuse, yeah. A lot of people are a woman? No, it was a guy. Guy grabbed
his dick.
Doesn't
make a difference.
What he was trying to say is that the power dynamic made it more sexual abuse in that this guy apparently is like a big, big, big agent or either agent or producer. I can't remember. Mm. And like, he's the kind of guy that can shut your career down. So he was basically saying it's like a Weinstein thing.
Mm, yeah, that shit happens a lot in that kind of.
Yeah, it's a bit mad. Sure. So he was saying you see a couple of the a lot of comments are just like, bro, you're an attention whore. Why was this needed to say out loud?
Yeah.
It's like it's one of them ones that people are starting to cuss him now. Because he speaks about this kind of stuff so much. And I guess it's a weird one because, yeah, I guess he's just trying to bring awareness to it, maybe. But at the same time, yeah, it's been... he's been talking about it for years.
Maybe it's still...
I've heard about it one time.
I've never heard. So this is new information to me. The only thing I've ever heard about Terry Crews was the sexual assault thing.
Yeah.
That's the only one I've heard about Terry Crews. But this whole porn thing is crazy to me. And I feel like I feel like it's a bit harsh for people to be saying you're attention seeking or whatever if he's trying to raise more awareness about what he's battling.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a really shit move to do that.
That's a shit move. Like, yeah. If he's going through something mentally and he's obviously at a position and has a platform where he can speak to many people or be invited to shows to speak about himself, therefore speaking about his brain. So I just don't think it's fair for them to say that. Like, it's mad.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, most comments aren't fair. And it's mad. It's one of them ones where he's on a podcast. If the guy's asking about it and he's talking about it, like, if you don't like it, just turn it off.
Facts.
But yeah, facts. It's a tough one, man. Like, and I'm assuming that's still his wife now.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, what's the dynamic with, like, just an embarrassment thing? Because, like, for me personally, let's say my wife was a sex addict and she cheated on me all the time and she was famous. If she felt the need to, like, come out and tell everyone and see how, like, and get it off her chest and raise awareness, da 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 da, I'm going to be a bit like, oh, God. But, like, fair enough. Like, tell your truth. If she's still doing it 5 years later, I personally might be like, babe. Like, the first time you brought it up, it's actually been long enough now for everyone to forget it even was a thing. And it's been half a decade and you're still talking about it. It's like,
fair. From a close-knit perspective,
yeah,
that makes
sense. You're embarrassing me and the kids every single time you talk about this.
That makes perfect sense.
Like, have you not spoken about this enough by now?
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people say, like, bro, you're just shaming your family the more times you bring this up. Because, like, yeah, you've been speaking about it for years and years and years. So it is like a double-edged sword, to be fair.
Does he still act or does he just do, like, America's Got Talent, whatever?
Probably. I don't know. The last thing he acted in. But
he said he'd been battling with this all his life, right?
Yes, he was 8.
It's crazy because if you
think of Terry Crews, you only ever see him in like a comedic form. Do you know what I mean? And it's crazy that that's just general acting.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
That might not even be his demeanor. He might not be. He could be, but
we don't know.
You only ever see him act in a certain manner. He's kind of almost typecasted. Do you know?
Yeah, what I mean? Yeah. Oh, 100% typecasted.
And it's crazy, man. Mm. It's just crazy how you can see someone in a movie, series, whatever, for many years, and you just think, oh, this is just how he is normally, you know. But
he's a little sweetheart.
Clearly not, man. That's life.
Cool. Right. You want to finish off with a question for everyone?
Yes, I do. And you said you finished The Glory, right?
Yeah.
Gang, so I can ask you. So, you're not going to watch The Glory, right, Rem?
Nah.
Well, even if you do, you're not even going to remember much. It's 16 long ass episodes. Yeah. Anyway.
It is a long series.
Yeah, it's a long series. Yeah. Good, though.
Very it was
good.
Great.
Yeah, very, very good. I've already got one next one to add it to my list. Okay, ultimatum, right? Would you, if you were not Eugene's, okay, Eugene's husband, not her husband, but the real dad.
Jae Jun or whatever his name?
Yeah, Jae Jun. If you were Jae Jun in his current situation.
He fucks, by the way. In that show,
yeah.
He claps.
In his current situation, and you had the same altercation with Yeon Jin's husband in that face-to-face meet.
In the parking lot?
In the park. No.
Scrap?
Prior to the parking lot.
When he came to the golf club?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So would you, A, divorce your killer wife and give up the right? So this is you saying it to the husband. Divorce your killer wife and give up the rights to your daughter. To be the biological father, or he leaks all the evidence with a voice recording of the death.
I'm the husband?
You're the husband. Yeah. So
and Jae Jun's just threatened me with this?
Yeah. What would you do? So would you rather give up your... Because she's not your daughter, but she is your daughter.
Yeah.
Would
ratings, the way he rides for his daughter in that.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Who are you talking about, by the way?
The husband.
Oh, yeah. Of course he would.
Yeah.
I would too, the fuck?
Yeah.
I would. So would you divorce your missus, who you've actually now found out is an actual stone cold killer, and give up your rights to your daughter, or I leak all the evidence about your wife, which would then probably implicate you because you man are married anyway.
And we're just going to lose our daughter anyway.
You're going to lose. Which one are you going to do, my bro?
So for context, for people who have not watched this show.
Yeah, sorry.
So do that for what me. We're talking about is I am, in this scenario, I am Do-young.
Yeah.
I am a CEO of a major corporation.
You're a billionaire, long story short.
I'm married to Yujin.
Yeah.
Who is a weathercast girl, and she is...
The main antagonist
and she's a murderer
and a bully
and a murderer, and she's my wife, and I have no idea about this. And then the guy threatening me is Jae Jun, who is my wife's sideman and the biological father of my daughter. So in this scenario, if you're asking me, this guy is now telling me to my face, I am your wife's sideman. I am your daughter's real father. Mm-hmm. Your wife is a murderer. Mm-hmm. Hold that information. And here's your two things. I have evidence that your wife is a murderer, which I will leak and will probably implicate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And she's definitely going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Or all you need to do is divorce her. Would you want to anyway? Because I've just told you she's a murderer and a cheat. But when you divorce her, I need you to relinquish your parental rights to your daughter, and she comes to me.
Yeah.
Leak it.
Swear.
100%.
Swear.
As soon as he's telling me, I'd hear him out.
Yeah.
Until he says relinquish your parental rights.
Yeah.
Knowing that he's talking about, because the door's gonna go to him, I'll say leak what you wanna leak, big man.
Yeah.
Fair. Over my dead body.
Fair enough.
Because I love this child.
Fair enough. She loves me.
And that's the main important bit.
Yeah.
She loves me and she's scared of you.
Facts.
Because you're threatening.
Facts. Yeah.
You're scaring, you're threatening, my guy. Yeah. So I would say leak whatever you want to leak, bro.
Fair enough.
You're not taking her. Fair there's enough. Just there's literally no scenario where you're taking this you over my dead body.
Okay, cool, fair. I'd obviously do the same thing. I was just asking. I was queer.
That's a good question, though.
Yeah, man.
That was how Do-young dealt with that. He dealt with it for episodes.
He was so composed. Like,
composed for months. Composed for months.
Yeah, he was burning inside.
I don't know how he handled it.
Neither do I.
He ended, man, though. When push came to shove.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
He doesn't forget nothing. That was sick.
Wow, yeah.
Damn, bro. Yeah, man. Really, 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 really good series. Mm. But yeah, good question.
Yeah, man.
But okay, cool, man. Thank you for today, guys. That was decent.
Yes,
we're going to wrap it there.
Yes, sir.
Please join us on Thursday at patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
Yes, sir.
And without any further ado, love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.